Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time.
Are you a parent that has to travel? As Dr. Roger Smith of the Parenting Matters Now, I want to give some tips to parents who have to be out of the home for extended period of time, whether it's overnight trips or whether you're gone for long periods of the day and maybe the children are in bed when you get home. There are very important things that you need to understand about the children and what they need from you, and how even when you are not present during their waking hours, you can do some things that will make a huge difference in your child's perception of your engagement in the family. And so let's describe it as if you're out of town, and that what children want to know, number one, am I important to you? Am I important to you? And there are many ways that you can communicate that. And it is not something that you can communicate once and it's done. Children need constant reminders that you are thinking about them. And so sometimes it can be leaving them a handwritten note that they can see over and over. But where you can call and speak to the child and ask them something about their day that you know that is happening, and you're going, maybe they have a play, or they have a ball game of some sort, or they're involved in some type of activity, you can ask them specifically about that. How did that go today? I was thinking about you. And listen to what they say. And it's not so much what they say, but did you hear them? So have a routine of calling and talking to your child, or sending them a note of some sort that says to the child, you were thinking about them and that they are important to you. So there's nothing that replaces your actual presence, but this is a substitute that can help stem the tide when situations require you to be gone for long periods of time. Maybe you're taking care of an elderly, your parent is ill, and you're having to stay at their home, and the children are back being taken care of someone else. You're checking in and talking to them and listening to them whenever they talk to you on the phone or a Zoom call or something. That's so important. So for the traveling parent or the parent that's out of the home, that communication in many different ways of saying, I'm thinking about you. You are important to me. I am watching you. And in a spiritual sense, I am with you. One of my favorite country songs from years gone by was, the title was, I Am Already There. And it portrays a father who was a truck driver, and he was out of the home, and he wanted to call back one more time before he went to bed that night. And while he was talking to his wife, the children got on the phone. Before he could think about it, the children said, when are you going to be home, Dad? And he said, the first thing that came to his mind, I'm already there. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I am the shadow on the ground. You know, and he talked about ways that he wanted to be there, and that in essence, spiritually, he was there with them. That's what your children want to know. Do you want to be here? Do you want to be with me? And in many little ways, you can communicate that. They love getting mail. Not email, not a text. Send them a card, a postcard that has their name on it and has your handwriting and your signature. That means the world to a child. For the traveling parent, you can be there even when you're not.
Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.